Love Line, coast to coast.
Ace Rock Cola, Adam Carolla is not here. I apologize deeply, greatly, and severely. I'm Stryker, filling in for Adam once again. You listen to Love Line? Thank you, Mom and Dad. Yes. And then you've heard me before, along with Dr. Drew.
Stryker's our newest MTV star. You're all going to know him soon by face.
Starting next Monday.
Next Monday. What, the whole world situation delay that? Or
Yeah, it did. Beautiful. Which is fine. I'm so nervous about this thing being on TV.
Really?
Not that it's going to be bad or good, but just
why?
I'm afraid of my friends ragging on me.
Announce our guest.
You're actually one of the few radio guys.
Wait, what's that? What is something cute?
She likes you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
I like him.
Yeah, that's Catherine.
I like him. No, maybe I just think he's cute.
That's it, yeah. Right, Dr. Drew?
Yeah, right.
That is Catherine
Lanasa,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, Dr. Drew? You needed the confirmation.
Right, exactly.
Medically, it's okay that you're cute.
Dr. Drew and I see each other outside of this place quite often because I have many problems.
You do?
No, not really.
Too, but that's okay.
Good. Well, we'll get into those because we have 2 hours, actually less than that now. But you're from the TV show Three Sisters.
That's right. Rock on.
Modicum of applause.
Also a man with three names, David Allen. How do you say your last name?
Bache.
Bache?
That's what you were going
to
say.
And where are you from? You look familiar to me, and I look familiar to her.
What did you say? Get horizontal, David.
Get horizontal.
Do you recognize you now?
Yeah. No, I'm from Connecticut originally.
Okay. I've never been there.
Well, then we've never met.
Okay. When is Three Sisters on? It's on NBC, I know that.
Oh, it's on NBC at 8:30?
That's right.
Tuesday night, starting tomorrow night.
And we have another cast member, Brian Scolaro, is here with us.
I don't care about Brian.
I don't even care about him.
Apparently, Brian almost beat up Adam Carolla one night.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
No, you're going to get me in trouble, man. I just walked on.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about that later.
I'm glad he's not.
We have less than 2 hours.
All right.
And I'm nervous about my friends teasing me about that show, by the way.
Why?
Just like teasing me, nice shirt you're wearing. That wasn't funny. You know, ragging.
Listen, yeah. those who can't do tease, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Okay.
It's what, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it's on 5 p.m.
MTV. I'm doing it for you. Relax. 5 p.m.
They're obviously just jealous.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. So you guys out there that hear me on the radio that live in Michigan, Ohio, Chicago, San Francisco, Virginia, now you can put my face to the voice.
Yeah, a puss to the voice.
You can see what a wussy I am in person. Oh, how is that man on the radio?
You pansy.
Thank you. Exactly. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. Have you noticed I'm kind of sweating now?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
It's cool.
What does your shirt say? A peanut isn't a vegetable?
No, read it.
Is a peanut a fruit or a vegetable? It's a legume.
On the back of the shirt?
What does it say?
Answer. It's,
I can't, you're moving around.
It's a legume.
Damn, I'm good.
Yeah, there's a Paul Frank shirt.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
What's that flower on your chest?
Isn't that cute? Well, I just went to this benefit, and we raised tonight over $1 million.
Congratulations.
For the Ground Zero Fund. Yeah.
Wow. Very good.
I was at Ground Zero last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was extraordinary.
In what sort of way? The size, your emotion, or what?
Everything. It's everything.
I don't want to get into full 2-hour discussion, but what was the worst thing about it to you when being there in person?
There was no worst part. I mean, it was interesting that below the village, that city is just empty. And so then not a lot of people standing around. I was surprised. You had to walk and walk and walk and walk to get to Ground Zero. And you get there, there's a few people standing around. And it's exactly what you've seen a million times now. And it's huge. I mean, it's like miles around. But the extraordinary thing was that people were out. Once you get to the area that's not police cordoned off, people are like, I mean, they are like going out. They're like, you know, relating, and they appreciate each other. They walk up to you and ask how you're doing.
Good.
Yeah, in fact, I think the rest of the country is more freaked out than New Yorkers are.
My brother is a New Yorker, and he doesn't sound too happy.
No, they're stressed.
The thing about it wasn't that he said how upset he was. It was just to talk to him the days after. He's a physics major, and that he was trying to figure out a way how to make it not rain in the city. Ugh. You know, this kind of desperate, and then he called everybody, and then finally got the police. And actually his idea, which was to seed the clouds all outside of Manhattan, which was something they were actually doing, he finally got the police. But that kind of, just that desperate wanting to find
control, or
help someone, and the fear of what the weight that the rain would have on the, you know.
What did you do when you were there? I mean, you didn't help. Did you help?
No.
Did you want anything?
I was just looking. Yeah. I had to do Good Morning America this morning, so I did.
Good for you, Dr. Yeah. Drew.
Doing all his friends are going to call and tease him and say, look at that shirt.
Nice glasses.
No, nice haircut. No, my wife. My wife calls, does that.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Next time she calls you, next time, let me check out the suit.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Exactly.
Oh, she must not be practiced. I spent years doing that for French. Who would always be like, oh, I'll just find something. Oh,
Catherine is married to French steward, by the way, which says French, right?
It's a smash cut to me running to Barney's at 5 to 8. Please let me in. Give me a couple sweaters.
No, she normal. I think what happens is, you start falling in line with what your wife's recommendations are.
And then you look gay.
No.
You're gay.
Anderson?
You're gay.
Thank you. And then you sort of start getting lazy, and then they stop watching you because they think you've got it, and then you start looking retarded again.
And then it's like this mix of their style and your old guy's style, which couldn't be worse. Yes,
which was this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, David, jump in anytime. Okay, let's take these calls here. I'm just kidding, David.
I'm just waiting because you're on the radio now, but you're still fixing your hair, so I'm just waiting to see the show on TV.
I'm twiddling with
you're
it right
not
now.
Twiddling. You're kind of fixing with the gel on the top, so I'm just waiting to see you live.
All right. So the show is called Eight Sisters, and it's on the WB. It's on NBC. Watch the show, and you can speak to him if you call Loveline right now. We're going to speak to Rebecca first here. Rebecca, 18, you're on Loveline.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently diagnosed with something called SVT.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know what that is?
Superventricular tachycardia, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, smarty pants.
I don't know. A lot of people don't know what it is. I was wondering if that would, affect my sex life. Should I, slow down on that for now?
What kind of... SVT is a pretty generic term. It just means a fast heart rate. It usually doesn't mean sinus tach.
That's not what
it means. It means, did they use the term PAT, paroxysmal atrial tachycardia?
I've had PVCs and PACs. And
don't get stuck on QT or I'll be in KP.
MPAT, probably.
Or QVC.
So they give you some verapamil, something like that?
They haven't given me any medication yet.
Then don't worry about it. Just go about your business.
Okay, so it shouldn't affect that?
Completely normal.
How often are you having sex as it is, Rebecca? Being 18, living in the Windy City?
Maybe twice a day. I don't know.
Whoa. Same guy?
That'll keep your heart rate up.
Damn, bitch.
I'm not sure. Maybe twice a day. You know, I feel that way, Rebecca. I'm not really sure myself.
Well, good luck.
Know. Between the carpool and the show, it's hard to count.
What, Rebecca?
Maybe twice a day.
Do you have a boyfriend, I hope?
What?
You have a boyfriend? Or?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
And how old is he?
He's 18, too.
Twice a day. Don't you go to school?
Yeah, I'm in college.
College.
Now they go to school for 2 hours a day in college. It is. Not for me when I went.
Wait, let me ask her something. Is this your first boyfriend?
No.
No. Okay, I could relate with the first boyfriend. All right, you got me stumped.
Well, good luck with your heart condition, Rebecca.
Where are you in school?
Prairie State.
Yeah, they're going to make the Rose Bowl this year. They're really good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, I actually have a serious question for you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Does the condition that she's describing, would that be very dangerous if someone were to use drugs that make your heart rate speed up, like cocaine or
yes, those
or poppers?
Particularly, you want to share something with us?
What's poppers?
You know a little too much.
Is that
poppers is amyl nitrate.
I learned about poppers by finding them in someone else's nightstand. Someone I thought was straight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dope.
Huzzah! Booyah!
Stuart Scott is here.
One of your terminally monogamous relationships, was it?
Oh, yeah.
As far as you were concerned. Okay.
You can answer the question?
Yes, that cocaine... that both can.
Very dangerous.
And cocaine particularly. Yeah. However, she's talking about something very, very generic and doesn't specifically have anything bad associated with it.
What about coffee?
No.
No?
I mean, it'll make the symptoms worse, but no problem associated with it.
You know, I've never tried coffee, by the way. Never tried coffee in my life.
Need some coffee?
And a funnel, please.
Have you really never tried coffee? Espresso.
Or watermelon or peanut butter.
Do you know,
I've
never
sick.
Seen cocaine.
Really?
Yeah.
I know well, you're first.
Can do that. He can help you with that part.
Take
Brian?
It easy.
Sorry, help him with the
I have friends in low places. Hey, Stephanie.
Yes?
You're 19 on Loveline. What's going on?
Yes, I just want to know what the risks are of having anal sex.
Pain, baby, pain.
It's not that bad.
Oh, then there's no risk. Drew, what are the risks?
Well, it's a great way to get sexually transmitted disease. And you can tear up that area pretty good. You know, you can get hemorrhoids.
Tear the ass out of you.
And it's not exactly the healthiest thing you can be doing to yourself. But there's nothing, you know, nothing overwhelmingly wrong with it.
Is it a turn-on for you, Stephanie?
Well, I just tried it, and with my boyfriend, I really like it so far.
All right. There you go.
I was just wondering. Thank you.
All right. Be careful.
Good times.
Stephanie.
Happy times.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Real quick. True or false?
Mm-hmm.
You can get pregnant from having anal sex.
False.
Very good. Okay. At least you're smart. Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
Don't get pregnant.
Get pregnant. All right. Hey, Nikki.
Hello?
Hi. You're 20 and you're on Loveline.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
First off, I want to say that all the tolerance things and everything about the World Trade Center things you guys have been doing is, like, totally awesome.
Oh, thanks, thank you. We've been having a bunch of shows about tolerance.
Yeah, POD on last night. I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Trying, yeah.
But I didn't get through yesterday.
But here you are.
I just wanted to say that, like, you know when the Columbine shootings went on and everything? Well, I was in high school at the time, and I was kind of in my little goth stage that I was doing. And I think it's really interesting that some of the things I've been hearing about the backlash with the Muslims is kind of the same comments I was getting back then with the backlash about the shootings.
So because you look like somebody who perpetrated those things,
exactly,
people accelerated their mistreatment of you.
I live in Xenia, Ohio.
Where?
I'm sorry. Not a lot of goth people in Ohio.
Gesundheit. No. Oh, yes, there are, but not in Xenia or wherever you are.
Well, and this is a pretty, I hate to say, prejudiced area.
Mm.
And some of the things I'm hearing some of the people that I hang out with saying about these people or Muslim or Arab or something like that is kind of the same things that people were saying to me. And I just think it's interesting that no matter what happens in the world, there's a tragedy, people are going to blame somebody.
Yeah, it's interesting. And also, too, I was thinking about this today. So another thing has happened where people start beginning to fall into two camps where they are either wanting to act out aggression or they're afraid of aggression and will do anything to avoid aggression.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what are you talking about?
Well, then? It's like we have to have peace at all cost. Or we have to go bomb everybody. It's sort of like people are falling into these big, broad categories now. And the people that take their hate and start putting it out are usually the people that are very aggressive and need a place to put their aggressions.
How are you being treated now, Nikki? Are you still in the goth stage, or are you done with that?
Not really. I kind of fell out of it.
Grew now you kind of dress like a hip-hop artist now?
Oh, no. Just jeans, t-shirt.
Okay. All right, Nikki. Have fun in Zany, Ohio.
Oh, woohoo.
Okay. Toodaloo.
Is it near any city?
Dayton.
Oh. All
right. Ooh, is it near any city?
Yeah, no. Again, other than Dayton, any other cities?
What? Oh, sorry, Nikki. By the way, we have cast members here from the show Three Sisters, and I'm looking down again. Catherine Lanasa.
You're looking down Catherine Lanasa.
Yes,
right.
I am.
This is striking.
Sorry, French.
I'm here to say, crackers, stop shooting Muslims.
Yeah.
All right? I can say that. I'm a cracker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stryker, filling in for Adam. Stryker. Right. A new MTV star, 5 p.m. on the Friday.
Drew, enough. You're driving me batty.
Check out the fun
the
shirt.
Yeah, the hairdo.
David Bache is here, also from Three Sisters. He's from Connecticut. He's a Gemini. He enjoys fast cars and fast men.
Ooh.
And the man to my left, you're right.
Don't
he almost kicked
wife.
Adam's
That's,
ass.
This is totally untrue, man.
I'm
Brian Scolaro.
Brian.
I'm here to say his name. That's what they
Who does wanted Brian to play? Kick Adam's ass, could have done so, man.
Well, Brian was a carpenter. Adam was a carpenter, and he took boxing lessons, so look out.
Dare you! No, he didn't take boxing.
Adam's nothing compared to Brian,
he's a serious boxer.
Oh, really?
I've taken lessons from him. Serious. I mean, I've held the focus gloves for him. He almost tears your arm off just holding the gloves. Yeah, it's nutty.
Are you any good at boxing, Drew?
I only know what he taught me, but no.
What is he doing tonight that's so important?
They
couldn't be boxing. Here with a cast of Three Sisters. What's
he's
wrong
doing,
with
he's
him?
He's doing a roast of, like, in New York of... this is ridiculous.
Of Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, they are roasting Hugh Hefner. God, if I can only go to Hefner's place once again. There's this one room one time when, like, I had this.
Oh, relax.
No, I didn't. John.
Yeah?
Yeah, from Bakersfield. What's up? You're 18 on Loveline. What did you say?
Okay. My little brother Jacob called last night, and he had a question for Dr. Drew. He's been crying a lot in his sleep. And
this is the one your mom just died or something, right?
Yeah.
Six months ago.
She died like a...
6 months ago, he said.
Yeah, but it was more like 3 or 4.
So it was recent. So, of course.
Yeah, and he hasn't just been crying in sleep. He'll, like, duck into the bathroom, flush the toilet, turn on the shower, and just start bawling.
All right, he needs some help, John.
I know, but I try to talk to him. He seems like he's just shut down emotionally.
Well, that's fine. It's too painful for him. But if he doesn't deal with this, if he doesn't have the opportunity to grieve in some way, he's really going to suffer some serious symptoms.
How old is your brother? How old is he?
My brother is like 16.
Yeah, he was 16. Wow. He called last night, too. Yeah. Well, why don't you... Does your school have any mental health services?
Oh, my brother's been through a lot of...
Does he have a therapist?
We kind of had to get rid of him because there was some stuff going on, and I guess he didn't want to go to it, so we told him a whole bunch of lies. So when my father found out, they just kind of canceled it.
Well, he needs to get back. It really does.
Isn't there some nonprofit thing? I have a friend that works for an organization here in L.A. about kids go see someone when they need help. It's free if their parents die or something. It's a pretty complicated situation.
It's not somebody,
child and family services. Something.
Yeah, but he's already. This is not just a normal grieving thing. He's already had a lot of therapy for something he's sort of being vague about and has not. Lying to a mental health professional sort of has a bad prognosis just by itself.
John.
Kind of manipulation.
John.
Yeah.
Is your brother a good kid in general, or is he...
He's great. He was so strong before Mom died, too. It's just really sad.
Drew, I'll let you take this.
You got to get back to somebody. So, you know, the professionals that were seeing him before, that'd be a fine place to start, but you're not going to be able to manage this the way things are going, it sounds like to me.
The good thing is that you guys are old enough to
talk about it.
Recognize something that you feel. I mean, my dad died when I was six, and, took about 10 years for me to figure out how pissed off I was and how angry I was and all my grief. And so the fact that you're old enough to at least recognize what's going on, you know, you have to feel all that. You got to find someone to talk to.
Yeah.
About.
Exactly right.
Good luck, John, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for caring for your brother, too. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Okay, later.
Later.
All right, let's speak to Colin. And, David, this question is specifically for you. Colin, what's up?
Nervous.
Oh, I was just wondering, when does the penis stop growing?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Wait.
Now.
No, it doesn't seem to have stopped, I guess. Right. I guess I'm 33, so I would say around about 37, perhaps. Drew, you want to confirm?
Are you asking, Colin, because it's on the smaller end of things?
Well, I'm about 6 inches, but...
all right, so that's above normal. That's bigger than normal. And it keeps going. Yeah.
Woo!
And it keeps going.
Oh, I mean...
okay, Homer, settle down.
And it's growing.
And it's 21.
21.
But it stops growing at 21?
Yeah, but...
Oh! No way. Mine's still growing.
I know.
What do you feed this?
Those are the supplements. But, Colin, the fact that you'd be so obsessed about that is actually what's more concerning to me, because men begin to look at that as a symbol of their worth. And if you're feeling bad about yourself, you know, that's one place to throw all those feelings. So focus on getting your ass together a little bit and doing things that makes you feel good about yourself and get some friends. And
have you been with any women, Colin?
No.
You got to get your stuff together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then you'll stop worrying about your penis.
Okay.
You got 6 years of growth. If it's 6 inches now, you should end up about 26 inches.
Okay.
It grows an inch a month, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Quarter inch a month.
Really?
Catherine, you're fairly open, not legged, but minded. Does size matter in terms of wieners?
Yeah.
Does it really? Really?
You know, it matters to a point, right? There's like a range.
No, actually...
It's like a bell curve.
To be honest with you, just anything in the average area is
too big,
fine.
Too big?
There has definitely... Yes.
Too big, not so good. Too small, not so good.
Yeah, too big is not so good.
Yeah.
To me, anyway. But
we get more complaints about that than too small.
Yeah, but I, you know, every now and then there's a special case where it's just really not good.
I would rather be on the big end than the small end, Drew.
I don't know. It can really be painful. And it's kind of, you know, you feel almost like you can't satisfy the man because it's so big that it hurts. So you feel like they can't be having any fun either.
Right.
No, you know, we do. We do still have fun.
Yeah, exactly. We don't care about the women as long as we're done after 2 minutes.
Yeah, I can pull it out in the parking lot.
That's right.
Guys, it's really good.
The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. And now we get to speak to someone named Shane. You're 17. What's up?
Well, my dad's like a really, really bad alcoholic.
What was that?
Are you smoking?
Huh?
Okay, go ahead.
he's been this way probably since, like, I was born. But, like, recently it's gotten, like, really bad to where he'll have, like a whole thing of vodka, a few shooters, and, like, two tall cans, like, every night.
All right, so what's happening?
Where's my bourbon?
What's happening?
Like, he's been trying to go into detox, but he's, like, he'll go in, and he'll come out, like, the next day.
Well, that's a waste of time.
Yeah, and, like... He did it before, like, a couple times.
He needs to spend a few weeks somewhere. And where's your mom?
I'm living with her right now. We just moved out away from him.
From him. Here's what you do, and this is all you can do. You can go to Alateen, and you can get a sponsor, and you can get some support to deal with having a dad like this. Then you need to have nothing to do with him when he's in his disease and make it clear to him that you'll be a part of his life and be completely supportive when he's in treatment. But that's it. Otherwise, you got to check out, and you need to be an Al-Anon in order to stand up to that.
Do you feel bad about moving away from your dad with your mom?
No, I'm like really he has no respect towards me right now.
Shane, he's sick right now. Yeah. You got to go to Alateen. He needs to be in treatment. And, in fact, the thing that has the greatest probability of impacting him getting treatment is you going to Alateen, believe it or not. Okay?
All right.
Go.
All right, Shane.
Good advice.
Very good. Christine.
Yes.
What's up? You're 17. I'm
Catherine has a pain.
Hi. Okay. So I had an abortion like...
Okay, hold on one sec. Can you hold on one sec, Christine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's upset. I am going straight to this one. Well, I swear, Christine, we'll come next to you next. Sven?
Except yeah. After the commercial, Christine.
Okay, hold on. I just want to throw this out real quick, then we'll take a break. Sven?
Yeah?
You're 20. What's your situation?
When I was 17, my mom kind of kicked me out of the house because she said I was disrespectful. What? So I never got to finish school.
Sven, you said you're a paper boy.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We're taking a break from you. We're going to this one. Brandon.
Hey.
No, forget it.
No, we're going to set this one up real quick, Dr. Drew. Brandon, you're 14.
Hey, my penis itches all the time.
Yeah?
It's actually just the head of it, and I was wondering if it could be because I'm not circumcised.
Well, I don't know, Dr. Drew.
All right. Anything in there? Anything? Any cheat?
You got to clean it.
Yeah, you got to keep things clean. Anything coming out? Any discharge or anything?
Not really.
The debris?
Like all the time.
And are you sexually active?
Not really.
You don't have sex with a person?
No.
Yeah.
Sexually
active means you have sex with another person. Right. Brandon, it's probably either just some non-specific irritation. You got to keep things real clean or real dry. Or it could be some yeast infection. So get clean it real good with soap, pull the head of the penis out, and actually dry it, even with a hair dryer, believe it or not. Just get it real, real dry.
That actually works really well.
And that may help this. And if not, it's a really easy thing for a doctor to take care of. You might try some Cortate even over the counter if that all doesn't work.
Right. You play sports, Brandon?
Yeah, baseball.
All right. Well, I'm sure you wear a cup and the jock, and that's
keep
probably
that all clean.
It.
Keep that all clean.
And believe you me, I know from experience, dude. No, you don't. No, but I know a guy that knew this girl.
A roommate.
That does like
had
that.
A roommate, yeah.
Of course. All right. We have some of the cast members here from the TV show Three Sisters.
All right.
Which is on
all
NBC.
All right. At 8:30 tomorrow night. Tomorrow,
and it's been on since January.
8:30 right.
Wednesday.
And everywhere.
No, Tuesday. Tuesday. Drew, Tuesday, man. Where are you?
I'm like.
What are you thinking about? Is there anything else going on right now?
Everywhere I see something about your show, it's a surprise hit. So congrats.
No, new hit.
Doing well.
Yes, it's new hit.
No, surprise and new.
It's second season. We're just glad to be back. Man.
That's very. And I'm glad to have you here.
Well, thanks.
And I will have you anytime. All right, I'm Stryker along with Dr. Drew. We have more Love Line coming up right after this. So hold on.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Drew, who sings the song in your headphones right now? I will give you $50.
Any voices?
Creed.
No. Say Creed once again, you lose a testicle.
I don't know.
Nirvana.
Just move it down.
No.
No.
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud.
Although the guy from Creed, Scott, just donated $50,000 to one of the causes for what's going on in New York City, which I thought was super admirable. Mm. Very cool. All right, I'm Stryker in for Adam Carolla along with Dr. Drew here on Loveline, hanging out with Catherine and David and Mr. Scalaro. Is that how you say your last name?
Mr.
Ooh. Wow. That's the shortest applause ever, Nasreddin.
That's pretty much what
I deserve. That's almost passive aggressive.
What's that?
That applause.
That's all he's got.
That's all he's got.
Yeah.
That's all right,
Don't take that away from him.
Oh, look at this. It's standing ovation. The crowd is on there. Nope, sorry.
They've sat down. But the show Three Sisters, it's in its second season. You guys should check it out. It's going to be on tomorrow at 8:30. It's on NBC.
That's right. Right before Frasier.
Right. Which is a good show. Right.
Yeah.
That's a good lead-in. You guys are good. That's cool. Yeah.
We're leading into Frasier.
Right. That's nice. Yeah. The reason why I have not seen your show is I do another radio show.
Because you're a loser? No, why else?
That's true also, but because I have another radio show right then, Monday through Friday, so I never get to see it. But I do own a VCR, which I should probably start taping.
My friend Kevin takes it every week.
Oh, Living Kevin special. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Okay. 1-800. Love 191.
I saw a lot of stars out there pushing to get in. Maybe I should let some of them in.
I'm confused. What's happening?
They're having a little.
French, your wife is bothering us. Are we going to Sven again?
He doesn't know.
Did you finish
with
him?
Sven. No. Sven is not a paper boy.
No, he's
definitely not.
That's even sadder than the
one. And why does that, how does that
finish it?
Let's find out.
Sven, we're going back to you're 20. What's going on with you?
Hi.
Tell the story a little more concisely, okay? Because they have no patience tonight.
Okay.
It's a rowdy group, Sven.
Go ahead.
But I at least have heart.
When I was 17.
Shrouded in codependency. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Joe.
When you were 17, Sven.
When I was 17, my mom said I was being disrespectful because I always set out with my friends and whatnot, and she kicked me out of the house. So I never really got a chance to finish high school because I had to get a job so I could support myself.
Right.
I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2 years now.
And where are you from, Sven?
Australia via Michigan.
Michigan, Mount Pleasant. Michigan.
Okay, you have the...
I was in Mount Pleasant 2 days ago.
You're everywhere,
really?
Aren't you?
I was at University of Central Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? What
speaking,
were you doing there?
College kids.
Masturbating. Yeah. Go ahead, Sven.
Well, my girlfriend just started college at a business school in Midland, and...
staying in Midland.
I was living with her before she went to college. We had a place together. And,
how old is she?
She's 18.
All right. She's starting business school at 18?
Yeah. She graduated last year.
From college?
She's going to DeFry. It's a very good institution.
And you get to keep the tools.
Right. So So she's going to school. You're not. And, you were living together. You're not. What's the question?
Okay. I'm meeting a lot of her new friends now, and,
what's the question, Sven?
I'm feeling kind of inadequate about her friends because they all seem so much smarter, and I was...
Why don't you go back to school?
I can't really afford it. I mean...
Get your GED.
GED.
I finished my GED.
Oh, good.
Actually, I'm getting my GED on Wednesday, actually.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's great.
Are you going to have a party like in Billy Madison with the circus clown and jugglers and stuff?
How does she feel about your relationship?
She says it's fine, that there's nothing to worry about, but...
All right, then relax. But I do think...
But she says it very slowly.
I think people... I sort of think of it as people need to share a similar view of the world. You know what I mean? They need to appreciate things the same way.
You can be on the same wavelength. Yeah.
Do you disagree? Yeah.
Maybe she...
No, I was actually thinking about that Chris Rock thing, you know, that comedy special, and he talks about how, you know, two crackheads, that's going to last forever, or, you know, two born-agains, that's going to last forever, but you can't be, you know, one guy's hitting the pipe while the other's going to church. It's never going to work.
Good point.
That's
one way to put it.
If you follow my logic, yeah, that's where you end up. Two crackheads. But the point is, though, you know, you need to kind of have a similar experience of the world. And so you may be going back to school for you might be an important thing.
Sven, you said you can't afford it. Do you have a job right now?
Yeah, I'm a paper deliverer.
Okay, that's a fine gig. The neighborhood's probably really nice. You should probably use...
probably read them before you deliver.
Stop it, Brian.
David. That's David. I'm Brian.
Sven, use some of that money, enroll in a JC. I went to SMC out here, took an English class. It was like $21 a unit. $21 a unit.
It's so true. It's good.
Yeah, you need to do it. Manico for a degree, but just get yourself, get up to speed educationally.
I didn't know they still had paper boys. Did you?
Apparently they do.
Man, I used
that's
to love
a good
that
gig.
Video
I could do that. Somebody, if the show gets canceled, that's what I'm going to do.
Thinking.
You'll get something. I know it.
Thanks, man.
You've got it.
You're a good man.
Christine, I see it in your eyes.
I'm digging the hair gel.
Christine.
All right, who's next?
Hello?
Christine. Okay, you had 17. An abortion. You mentioned this before. Yeah.
Okay, I actually have two questions. First one will be the abortion one. I had an abortion like 2 weeks ago, and I know you're supposed to like bleed for like 2 weeks.
You sound really broken up.
Or spot, anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, not like, you know, heavy bleeding, but spotting.
Yeah.
And I stopped, like, completely for, like, after, like, a week and a half.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Ataris concert on Friday.
Yeah, the Ataris. They're a really good little young punk band.
Yeah, rock on. And...
Oh my God.
After that...
So you got an abortion, then you went to a concert.
Well, no, like, a week and a half. I mean, it was a good, like...
2 weeks later.
Yeah, good 2 weeks later.
Oh,
and then the night after, the day after the concert, I started bleeding again.
Were you real, real active that night in the mosh pit and that kind of stuff?
Not the mosh pit, but I was jumping around.
All right, so there you go.
That's
you're not bleeding heavily, you don't have abdominal pain, no fever?
Well, the abdominal pain, yeah, I have a little bit, like, a couple sharp pains in, like, my uterus, but that's okay, right?
How many days has this bleeding been going on?
Two and a half.
That's God punishing you.
Is it spotting?
Excuse me?
Is it spotting?
Yeah, spotting.
Just spotting. And when is your period? When did they tell you to, did they give you any pills or anything, any medication?
Well, yeah, that was the first 3 days. But, yeah, I'm supposed to get it, like, I'm supposed to get the period, like, 4 weeks after.
Yeah, you're not on the birth control pill or something like that right now.
No, not since.
All right.
That's
and
how she got pregnant.
And you didn't take a shot, you didn't take a progesterone shot?
No, they didn't give me anything.
All right.
They just gave me antibiotics and sent me on my
You got some ideas for birth control next time?
Oh, yeah, depo.
When are you taking the depo?
Well, I'm supposed to go back in a couple weeks for the checkup and everything, at which point I'm going to go for the depot.
All right. If you keep bleeding through this week, I would definitely move that appointment up a week.
Okay.
All right?
Okay,
and if you bleed heavily, or if you have bad abdominal pain, if you get fevers, go immediately.
There was another question.
Oh, yeah, fevers, yeah, I will definitely go for that. Okay, one more question. This is kind of like a random, my boyfriend and I were trying to figure this out. What do most people...
Unroll it first and then put it on. No, sorry,
no,
go ahead.
No, I know that. No. This is,
apparently not. Go ahead, sorry.
How do you count the number of times you have sex? Is it by, like, the amount of times a girl orgasms, the guy orgasms, or, like, you stop and start again?
Kristen? Catherine?
I'd say, let me take this and then you follow me up. The amount of times you have sex is insertion, correct?
Mm.
No, because you can, in one session, you know. I mean, to me, it'd be when both partners come. That would be sex.
Oh, I thought you meant in her lifetime, not if you're with one partner.
Yeah, when both are done.
No, because when you both have come, I would say that's sex.
That means I've had it none.
That makes three of us. Yeah. Life is very slow around here. So, David.
Yeah.
So, when you're on the set of Three Sisters, do you like order people around to get coffee and stuff?
Absolutely. I'm digging that someone came in to get coffee.
Isn't that cool?
I didn't even ask. She came right in to get coffee.
I got a water.
Not to set aside the whole sex
David's
and abortion
a
issue.
Real
but he's very exciting.
No, he's not.
I'm hard to work with.
I want to ask Dr. Drew something.
Go ahead.
Okay, so if I'm like sort of disturbed by young girls, you know, having abortions, and it doesn't really seem to have all that much meaning to them, is that also codependent?
No, the whole thing is awful. I mean, you're codependent. That's a different thing.
That we know. Yeah, that we've established.
But
how do you do such a quick analysis, Dr. Drew? Just because I was married to an alcoholic?
That's why I strike one.
I mean, so you think that that's something against...
Listen,
overcome?
What?
Like, how do you, like, maybe it was a long time ago. Maybe there's lots of therapy between me and that.
Well, 10 years of Al-Anon will help. But,
yeah.
But I'm, for instance, profoundly codependent. And mm-hmm. and there's a certain kind of person that's overly empathic. That's you. Mm-hmm. That's me. And so all this stuff really, really bothers us. But it's to our own detriment.
You think
at,
so?
At a certain
Why?
Point, it's a boundary issue. It's a good thing. It's a great human quality. But if I'm worrying about you, not humanity... It's like, ooh, we have to contain that.
I don't think I actually do that, especially with adults. But I think I really feel bad for kids.
Me too.
That and just,
especially younger kids. This age, I'm sort of, I get a little clinical objectivity going.
Yeah.
So much
but
of,
with but, the 14-year-old kids and stuff, that's really sad to
it's
me.
It's miserable.
They don't have many choices at all.
First time I filled in for Adam on the show, the first few times, I would go home after the show and I was miserable.
I know, it's so sad.
But now, it's still sad, but I mean, it's just reality, well, I think, right?
We talked about this last time. You know, it's like child abuse, so what a clouded issue it is. It's like recently someone asked me to give some money to this rape foundation. They were going to have this big rape party, and I thought, you know, good for them. It's true. At least, you know, it's like it used to be how nobody talked about cancer, you know? It's at least they're like talking about it, the rape foundation, you know? And I'm thinking maybe one day people will talk about child abuse.
The other thing about abuse of children is that it's... It grows exponentially.
Yes, we talked about that last
time. And that's really the problem with it. And, you know, my hope is that if nothing else comes of national crisis, maybe some, you know, refocusing and realigning, and then some of this stuff will wash out a little bit as people become focused.
More family-focused or something.
They focus their aggressions elsewhere, and they turn to their families for strength.
I keep hearing everyone is supposedly nicer now because the whole country's united. I was on Santa Monica Boulevard by the Troubadour today. There is a guy in a Jeep with an American flag on his car, and he's behind me. I'm looking in the mirror. He hops out of his Jeep. He runs at the car next to me and is screaming at this person at the top of his lungs, like pointing at their window. What the fuck? And then gets back in his car. And I wanted to get out of my car and rip his flag off.
This is probably the most selfish city in the world, I would have to say.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially in that area.
That intersection.
What intersection was it?
It was, what is that, Doheny and Santa Monica Boulevard by the Troubadour. Andrew.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't profile.
You are 17. You've never had an abortion, have you?
No, I have not.
Okay, thank God. Go ahead.
Good.
God.
What's your question, man?
Yeah, I was wondering how long weed stays in your body after you smoked it.
It depends. Are you smoking all the time for a long period of time or just a single
just
night
like
out?
One time, really.
Oh, yeah, at most a couple of days. At
couple
most.
Days.
Yeah,
why are you so worried? Do you have a drug test coming up?
Yeah, well, I'm going for a job for the city, and I was just wondering, because I smoked about 3 weeks ago.
One time?
Yeah.
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
It won't.
Do not worry about it.
What if people smoke it for a long time? Then
if you're a daily smoker, it can be real variable.
What's the job for the city? I just in case it's particular
air traffic control.
It's a particular bus line, so I know not to travel with you. No, what's the job for?
It's for one of the community centers.
With kids? You're working with
counseling
kids
that use substance?
Good.
That's
good.
Weed's got a bad rap.
What?
I said weed has a bad rap.
Yeah,
but it's still against the law. But
let me ask you something. I thought is it stored in your fat cells?
Mm-hmm, it is. And
that's the problem.
And if you lose some weight or exercise and you were a chronic smoker, you can release enough actually measurable in the urine weeks and weeks down the line.
Huh.
And it's not uncommon for it to stay persistent for 2 weeks after you stop if you're a daily user.
What? To stay persistent?
The cannabis.
What? In your
urine.
Oh, really?
Can they take hair samples and find out if you're doing drugs?
Yeah, but
is that
they're
true?
They're expensive, though, right? Most companies don't do
them. And they're real difficult to interpret. I just have not seen people relying on those.
So many weird companies. I know he's working for the city, so I guess that's okay. But I was going to work at a hotel here in town in 1993, and they sent me in for a drug test. All I was going to be was the pool boy for the hotel. Uh-huh. And luckily, I passed because I had my brother's urine. But no, seriously, I don't understand. Why do these companies that I'm...
Because you're a liability. You become an employee that will need treatment. And it could be a liability. Can we get high?
Yeah, sure. Let me ask you something else. You want to get high? No, let me ask you something else.
Are you cool?
Get to the point. Come on, Kevin.
Cool. I forgot what I was going to say. Too much weed. No,
because you got high.
No.
I was going to pay child support, but then I was high.
Is that the theory behind it being not addictive? Is that
marijuana is profoundly addictive for a certain subset of population? It's the most common addiction I treat right now.
Yeah, that's it.
Really?
Yeah, no, not a lot of people can't get addicted to it, but there's a certain subset of alcoholics that very rapidly get addicted to it.
Do people think? Is for some reason, has it seemed non-addictive to a lot of people because it stays in your body?
No,
and then therefore
just,
your body doesn't have the withdrawals? I always thought maybe that was the reason.
No, you have to have a certain genetic makeup to be an addict, and it's a subset of alcoholics primarily.
Is that just how people get addicted to anything
genetically? You have to have a gene, but it's even a smaller subset.
If someone's addicted to gambling, if they drank, they could become addicted to drinking.
It's rare to see behavioral addictions, sex, gambling, shopping, unless a chemical is first turned the switch on.
Huh.
Yeah, you have to see something with opiates or cocaine or something. Flip it.
Interesting.
Because I was so addicted to cigarettes, and I'm not addicted to alcohol or anything.
You're not. That's dependent on cigarettes. Different. We'll talk.
Okay.
All right. We have to take a break. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, you can call French during the break.
Okay, to ask him.
Okay, and David, you can drink more coffee and order everyone around.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm going to drink a little more coffee.
Mr. Scalaro?
Yeah.
We'll go smoke weed.
Jesus.
When we get back here at Loveline, I'm Stryker, by the way, along with Dr. Drew. We're going to talk to this guy, Robert, who has all sorts of troubles. He can't get over a relationship that ended like 2 years ago. Wussy! No, I'm just kidding, Robert. Oh. We'll talk to you in a minute. We'll be back in a sec. It's Loveline.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
We are back. It is Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Filling in for Adam Carolla, I would be Ted Ramon Stryker here in Los Angeles, California, along with Dr. Drew. Addiction medicine specialist, and you're board certified, correct?
All right.
Still, right?
Yeah, still.
You had to get recertified recently?
I did.
I know. I heard you say that on the radio.
Just Xerox the thing, and you put it in the little thing outside the window. You hang it.
Tell us about the elevators. Dr. Drew.
Wait, I want to say that you're here first before you ask questions.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, we're here. Tomorrow night we premiere.
Yeah, the premiere. It's going to be at 8:30 on NBC before Frasier. It's called Three Sisters.
Yeah, we've gotten to Brian. He's a famous New York comedian that's on the show now. Very funny guy playing the bartender.
Congratulations, you're on the show.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
good. Also, David is here. You play the husband to Catherine on the show.
It's true. It's very true.
Can one of you just give a quick description on what the show is about?
Sex.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like the Spice Channel, but clean.
That'll make people watch.
It's about the kind of the dynamics between these three sisters, and David's one of the main characters, and now Brian. It's kind of three sisters, people that know the three sisters, friends and bosses of the three sisters.
Great description.
Gary Marshall plays my boss in the
Gary Marshall
show.
Is on it. I love Gary
He's
Marshall.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
He's
it was so fun to work with him. He's so free, and
we
it's
also
really
have,
fun.
A couple episodes in, we have Wallace Shawn as a guest star.
Who's Wallace Shawn?
Inconceivable.
Oh, no way!
My dinner with Andre.
From The Princess Bride.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And Diane Cannon is on it, is
Diane
that right?
Cannon plays our mother. Yeah.
Does she wear a Lakers jersey during the show?
Almost all the time.
Yeah,
really?
She likes the Lakers paraphernalia.
I saw her at the gym the other day. She was sweating. She was doing great in there.
Yeah, she rocks.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
And everyone gets along on the set, not that you would say, but fun cast, fun to go to
really
work.
Cool.
I'm
all
happy.
The time.
Yeah. It's much easier to be in your second year than your first year. First year is like all this pressure, and the second year is much more fun. Hmm.
Brian, David, I'm sorry. Were you doing a lot of work before you got this big part on the show?
I got really lucky. I got canned from a show on ABC that Alan Ball wrote, you know, who wrote American Beauty, and was doing that show for a little while. And mm-hmm. One of the rarest things that probably never happens to too many people in Hollywood was I got fired from a job on a Thursday night, and my wife started pouring the bourbon.
Right.
And I woke up on Friday morning and got a job offer from NBC.
So good for you.
We got very lucky. I'm very,
very cool.
But glad to be here.
Nice. Yeah. I'm glad you're on the show and on this show, too. Do you want to ask Dr. Drew a question, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's an important thing to talk about, because you hear so often, like, the word on the street is that pot's not addictive. So what's the deal with that?
Oh,
you were just saying at the break I was very addictive.
Yeah, that marijuana's got a bad rap, that occasional use of marijuana is no different than occasional use of alcohol.
Right.
But it is profoundly addictive for a certain subset and rapidly addictive, and the syndrome is always the same. It's usually the third time a person gets exposed to a drug, and this is someone usually with a family history of alcoholism. They're not alcoholic. They're not necessarily addicted to anything else. Usually second or third time, the first couple times they don't think much of it. Second or third time, pow, this is just, oh my God, this stuff is the greatest. I love this stuff. And guess what? When you wake up the next day after having the most incredible experience of your life, you're thinking about doing that again and again. And again,
right.
Every day thereafter. So it's not something that's solely progressive. It happens, pow.
If you think about something every day but don't act on it, is that addictive? Is that a trait of being an addict?
If you were just thinking, the thinking would kind of trail off. But you think and you use.
Well, how would you talk to young kids about it then? Because it's like, you know, you feel like you need to be honest with them, but yet you really would like to deter them from it.
Yeah, I just tell exactly what I just did. Pot has a bad rap. The laws don't make a lot of sense, but this is a profoundly addictive drug for some people. And if you have that I love it experience when you smoke it, after you've been primed to it, you got a problem, and it's going to be something very difficult to control.
And, you know, for all kids, too, I mean, obviously, I have nothing to say to add medically, obviously, but I have a cousin, and a lot of his friends are smoking pot, and, you know, I just said, hey, similar answer, do what you want. I think pot's got a bad rap, and I can't tell you that I never smoked pot. I did on occasion, but you better be careful where you smoke it and with who, because it's illegal, and you can get thrown in jail, and it's going to go on your record, and whether that's right or wrong in certain people's eyes, a record's a record, and you know, have to be careful of some of those societal consequences.
And pot, after you use it for a few years, it starts to wear off, so people start smoking more because they're used to using it to regulate their
emotions.
That's
so bad.
Don't they need a different, stronger drug then?
That's what happens. They start getting depressed, start having trouble functioning, have trouble. The two most common complaints, can't find my keys, and I can't complete my resume. Those are the two most common complaints.
and where's the Doritos?
And then they either switch over to speed or more alcohol, or sometimes even opiates these days. So, and then that becomes the primary drug.
All right, and then what is speed?
I had speed makes
amphetamine.
Go crazy.
Amphetamine.
Is any kind of stimulant speed?
No.
On the street?
Amphetamine.
It's just called amphetamine? Methamphetamine?
Crystal methamphetamine.
That's the street name for speed.
Speed, crystal, what else is it called? Crank, ice, it's all the same stuff.
Doesn't ecstasy get you super hyper and excited at the same time also?
Can.
What the
can.
Hell is ecstasy? Oh, it seems so disgusting.
All right, let's just say...
There's four people on the line.
Yeah.
All right, we'll
talk during the break.
It's like some chemical thing. They feel so great about it, and it's just this big chemical.
You know what's
drug.
Sad about
it's not
that.
Even like natural. It's just like it's so gross to me.
To me, it's not it. Though.
Huh?
What do we got?
You like it?
Robert. 22.
Okay, go on.
You're 22, Robert. And Robert, I'm sorry I messed up saying your relationship ended like 8 years ago. It was only 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay,
about
man.
3 months.
Yeah. What's
sorry,
going on
Robert.
With you?
I had to do it, Robert.
A 2-year relationship ended 3 months ago.
Well,
she said it was the pot, Robert.
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
How often do you clean your penis?
Brian,
Well, seriously, I'm just having a really hard time getting over someone that I love dearly.
Why'd you break up?
You know, I'm really not exactly sure.
Why did she break up?
She told me she wasn't having that excited feeling anymore about being with me. And
how long has she been trying to break up?
I don't think she was ever trying to break up for any length of time. I think she's trying to decide if I'm what she wants. I mean,
she was thinking about it a while because I know when I was 22 and I wanted to break up with someone, it took me like 5 months to finally get around to doing it.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
How old is she?
She just turned 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think you're better off.
Sounds to me.
Well, it's normal, Robert. That the relationships you have, I know you don't want to hear this, doesn't make you feel really any better necessarily, but relationships you have when you're your age are supposed to break up. They don't typically last a lifetime. Even when they get married.
That's right.
They don't last a lifetime.
Although she wasn't really rich,
was
she?
I've always been kind of promiscuous at a younger age, and...
And I can get back to that.
Well, I don't want to.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't get back to that. It was a joke. It was a joke.
I haven't really slept with nobody, and I would like to date, but...
Just don't say you haven't slept with nobody when you speak to the girl.
How'd you treat her when you were in this relationship?
Well, for the most part, I was always real honest with her, and I always was supportive in what she was, what she did and what she stood for.
Which was what?
Well, she goes to college, and she's one of those homegrown girls that are really sweet. They're themselves, and...
What do you do, Robert?
Right now, I'm kind of a mechanic, I guess.
Kind of a mechanic?
Yeah, I like cars. That's what I do.
So it sounds like you kind of grew apart in some way.
Well, what the real question is, and this probably go out to Drew. By the way, Drew, I appreciate you very much, and congratulations on your success for just being yourself. I think you're really for real.
Thanks, Robert.
Great.
I'm no good, Robert.
What's the question?
Well, I just want to know what, other than time, because that's all I hear, is getting over this relationship. I mean, I'd marry her if I could right now.
Yeah.
And I would stay married to her for the rest of my life, I believe. So death do us part.
All right.
Krispy Kreme.
But that's not reality, though, is it? That's not where she's at. And forcing her, you know, go out and sort of duck tying.
I'm very confused as to why she broke up with me.
Well, whatever it is, it is. And those are her feelings, and you got to let her have them. And, you know, going out and duct taping her and tying her up and hauling her ass back is not going to make a good relationship.
Have you talked to her? I've tried to contact her
twice in 3 months.
I know, but I'm just saying, though, the point is, let's not make a plan for how we're going to get her back. Let's make a plan for how we're going to grieve this and get over it.
That's my primary objective.
Yeah. Do you have a history of depression?
No, I'm pretty outgoing.
Are you doing any drugs and alcohol now?
I drink on occasions. I'm 22 years old. I party.
You know, we got to go to... I'm like 2 minutes into over break. We'll come back.
Are you running this show?
Go.
This is a co-show.
I understand.
No, but, Robert, we have to take a quick break because we are yapping too much about the addiction to marijuana. So we'll talk to you in just a second. More Love Line coming up with the cast of Three Sisters, Stryker, and Dr. Drew. More Love Line home. Yep, we are back. It is Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Stryker for Ace Rocola, my man mayonnaise, along with Dr. Drew, who is eating some nuts right now. How are those nuts, Drew?
Excellent. The old one before the one.
Good. We are here from some of the cast of Three Sisters. Where's Gary Marshall?
Gary Marshall rocks!
Can I have his phone number so I can call him?
It's like a ghost ship in there.
Yeah, we should call him.
He is the best softball player of any person
he
I know.
Is.
Use him. We just
He's
lost
so
another game.
Funny.
We had a close game against Andy
the
Richter.
The Three Sisters game?
Oh, really?
Yeah. We one run we lost.
If you ever
we
need a player.
We lost to the Andy Richter show?
One run.
That's
we
sad.
Did the best we could.
What did Andy Richter do? Did he play catcher?
He didn't show. You know, he didn't show.
Crap. He didn't show. It's the Andy Richter show. He's not even on
Richter.
His own. Damn.
We got jerseys and everything. Three Sisters, we got.
And
they're cool because they don't say Three Sisters. They just have a little T and a little S.
Nice. For Three Sisters.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. That's
right.
Yeah.
T-S.
Or it could stand for the scrotum.
It could.
Or either
show
one.
In particular.
Dude.
Just tough ass.
I have a pond
dude.
And a pool. The pond would be better for
it's
you then.
Pond.
I think we're done with that dude that was over the girl. So
Robert left. Sorry, I want to talk to him some more.
Well, how come?
From Augusta.
Did you think maybe he was feeling guilty about something?
I was considering getting really depressed.
Really?
Maybe. I was really trying to establish, does he have any drugs or addiction, accelerate anything? Is he truly depressive? Are there character logic problems that might be making it impossible for him to deal with a loss like this?
Or is he just 22?
Or is he just 22 dealing with it?
A 22-year-old sensitive mechanic.
Kind of
I'm amazed that a 22-year-old man can carry on a relationship for 2 years.
I agree.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did. No, I didn't.
I don't think any man under 30 is really worth a hell of a lot of anything. Don't bet any money on any man under 30.
All right, Isaac.
Thanks, Catherine.
How old are you? Are you under 30?
I'm 14.
Oh, okay.
Isaac is 14.
Yes.
Sorry,
Drew,
Isaac.
Drew, you are up in there in my heroes category, up with Harrison Ford and all those.
Wow, Isaac, thank you.
Yeah.
Me and Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
David Bayes.
Han Solo rules.
Yes.
Okay.
Julian.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're a very good man. There.
Thank you.
Who said that whatever?
I'm up there with like Chewbacca.
Passive aggressive one.
C-3PO.
C-3PO. Okay, what's your question, man?
What you got, Isaac?
Well, I have some issues.
This sounds out of date. I've been trying to call for like 2 weeks now about the tragedy that's happened.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I really am proud of our like country standing together, not being racist and all. But there is some, like, I was just wondering what to do when encountering it. Like, this morning, we were having a discussion about things, and, like, I brought up the fact that there was vandalism near my house about, like, Arabs should go home, and, like, the cover of the Examiner was, like, bastards.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty horrible. But, like, this morning, we were talking at school, and we were somehow gone the issue of nationality, and so it got to me and said, well, what's your nationality? I said, well, my dad's Israeli and my mom's American. And this girl sitting next to me turned to me and said, your dad's Israeli? And I said, yeah. She's like, shoot him.
What?
She said, and then I said, what? And she's like, shoot him. And I'm like, no.
Well, why? I mean,
and I asked her why. She's like,
she doesn't even know what she's talking about.
I know.
Right.
Wait, aren't we protecting...
The Israelis didn't have anything to do with it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but some people want to blame...
They just figure, Middle East, it's over there? Okay.
Well, people like to suggest that us backing Israel is what's causing a lot of problems. Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a certain question? Like, that sucks that happened, but yeah. Is there something specific?
What to do? Like, I mean, this is for me and for, like, everyone out there. Like, what to do when you encounter things like that? Like,
know it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand it's not really somebody who is expressing an opinion that's based in any sort of reality or it's going to likely result in any kind of action. This is just, I mean, the same person may also sort of rag on people for hanging out with certain social groups at their school.
She's always a really nice person, too.
Yeah, but, and again, I'm sure she's speaking angry. Figuratively she's... also. And people's sort of passions are raised by these issues because there's a lot riding on these kinds of political issues currently. But, mm-hmm. I think at this time it's what we call rhetoric. It's just people talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when people actually start causing harm to other people, start aggressing against one another, those usually... I mean, our country is trying to be very careful with this issue. And the people that are carrying out actions of hate are criminals. They're engaging in hate crimes. And they're the same people that probably would have done it 6 months ago to somebody else.
But hate crimes have been up since the tragedy on the 11th.
I understand that. That increases the probability of that.
Well, I think that part of the issue is that Americans feel somewhat betrayed, you know, by this particular group of people who, you know, we harbored. I mean, not just because of what they did, but also because we're such a generous nation and we, you know, allow so many people to live here and become educated here from other countries. And mm-hmm. that I think to have this happen to people that were, you know, living and working among us, there's something just really painful about it. So I think that we are wanting to, like, you know, kick everybody out or something. There's a feeling of, like, helplessness and powerlessness mm-hmm. and hurt, I think, among the American people. And I think when it gets subverted like that, I mean, of course it's wrong. And I think if we act out against people of different nationalities or people of, you know, Middle Eastern nationalities, we're just going to lose the world's support. It's a really stupid thing to do. It makes us look barbaric.
But the really sick thing is we are acting out against Americans.
I know, I get it. And, you know, I think those crackers shot a Sikh at the, you know, because he was wearing a turban. I don't even think they really wear turbans over there.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, they wear those other things. They shot a guy in a Sikh turban.
And you know
gas station.
And they're just
so ridiculous.
They're generalizations, you know. I mean, this girl obviously talking about your father, and he's an Israeli. And I mean, what's the connection? There is no connection.
Right? There's not.
And it's a generalization, and you can't make that generalization about all Middle Eastern people or all people living in the region.
Well, it's the same thing. Or all Christians? Or all Muslims? Or all anything?
But I think a 14-year-old watches TV for like a minute at a time and hears 40 seconds of that minute, and something is embedded into their brain. And
hears her parents say
exactly.
Yeah, that guy.
And then they get
who,
to school.
You
know, shoot your father.
That's right. That's right. You know, there's a call for the candlelight. Candlelighting, put a candle in your window and mm-hmm. Things like that. And we had sent that around to an email list. And I got something back from a cousin, and he said, just so you know, there's a candle in my window. Also, I live across the street from the Lebanese ambassador in our country. And their flag outside their front door, their American flag, is at half-mast, and there's a candle in their window.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's not... you can't point any fingers to people who are uncaring
sometimes,
or what's in their
sometimes
heart.
Sometimes I think this is all symptomatic of the fact that we are really, truly becoming global. And in the context of globalizing, we're all trying to adjust that, and there really are criminals kind of acting out within the context of this new global society.
And I would say,
wait,
too,
explain that more.
That I think this is part of the growing pains of becoming global. I think some of this.
The U.S. is starting to
you
develop
think that
all
that
these
terrorism
relationships.
Is?
That
that, terrorism. Yeah, that's really what it is. We all want free markets. And we all want to, you know, be global in our perspectives on things. But in doing so, we piss some people off.
People that don't want to be global, don't want to have television or radios or women to have equal rights or be able to go to school or educate themselves and or wear makeup.
And as always, when there's growth and change in a society, there's reactions.
It's just sick.
Sick, man. Scott.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 17 on Loveline.
I had sex with my best friend's mom.
Yes.
Sweet.
That was the back
you rule. Score.
One word, Scott. Plastics.
Well, no, it's the, she tells me she loves
from
me.
From the graduate, thanks. Nobody.
She loves
anyone?
You?
How old is she?
Bueller?
She's 46. Oh,
how did this go down?
I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And she's like, I guess she's wanted to be with me for like a long time.
Who is your friend?
My friend. He's my best friend named Tim.
That's a damn lie!
Whoops.
You know it!
Yeah.
He knows about it. He said he wants me to keep doing it because it makes her happy.
Oh, God.
It's only been that one time. But
the first time you did it, what happened? You were drunk? You got drunk at her house?
No, I was drunk. I came home from a party.
Okay, and then you walked into your friend's house, and was Tim there?
Yeah, Tim was with me.
And then how did the mom lure you up to her room?
Well, actually, I talked to her all the time, and I was in the room talking to her, and it just kind of happened.
What's the nature of your relationship with Tim? Good friends?
Yeah, he's my best friend.
Best friend.
How old is this guy?
17. At 17, I couldn't even... No. I got nothing. Screwing mothers. Damn you, Scott.
No, but Scott, this is...
That's not healthy, but I... God, I admire you.
Is she a divorcee?
Do what?
Is she recently divorced?
No, she's still married.
Whoops. Oh, man.
In that case, I'd run for the hills.
But see, I don't know what to tell her, because like, when I go over there, she tells me she loves me. And
here's what you tell her. If this goes on, if you say that to me one more time, I'm telling my dad.
There you go.
Or I'm calling the police. You're only 17, and that's illegal.
What's up with his friend? Like, cheering his friend on to have sex with his mother while his father is...
What's wrong with the mother? It's so abusive.
You know, I'm just going to go home.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
You're
want me to
fine, Brian.
You I'll snuggle
fine,
you, Brian.
Just leave us here to deal with all these people's problems.
By the way, just a totally minor thing, but you said you came home and you came home drunk from a party?
Well, I went to his house drunk.
You went to his house. You walked to his house because he's around the corner, right?
No, we got a ride.
Got a ride.
Oh, you got a ride, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the driver wasn't drunk?
No.
Okay, just check.
You got a ride and the driver.
Okay, that seems to be the least of your troubles, but I'd hate to have you die in a
Scott, this
drunk
is going
to
sound
accident.
This is going to sound a lot more simple than it's going to be, but next time she tries to lure you up to the room and shows you her boobies, you're just going to have to say, "No, I'm not doing it. If you touch me, I'm calling the cops or I'm telling my papa." Because I swear to God, in the end, something bad's going to happen. There's no doubt.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you've got to be enjoying it on some level, right?
She's 17.
Well, yeah,
of course.
Fun day.
Well, what's your dilemma?
If she wasn't married,
do you feel somewhere inside you know that this is just wrong, or why are you calling?
Are you afraid?
I feel it's wrong, and I don't know what to say to her when she tells me she loves me all the time.
You know what? No. Let me just tell you, that's so screwed up. I'm a woman that's really manipulative and screwed up. You don't tell your... I have a son. I would not tell his... best friend that I was in love with him, you know, because I felt insecure sexually or whatever the hell it was. You know, that's just a really weird target to go after is your son's best friend.
It's like that.
It's a screwed
teacher.
Up thing to do.
Yeah.
It's a screwed up thing to do, not only to her son, but to you.
That's right.
It's messed up.
That's why it's against the law.
It's messed up. She's messed up. You don't have to worry about protecting her feelings. She doesn't care about her son or you, or she wouldn't be doing this.
No, I was
she's old
to
enough to know
himself,
better.
But yeah, she should
see,
know.
Now there's your Al-Anon coming through.
There it is.
Dude,
there
it is. I got it down. You don't know me that well. I act all silly. Word.
You just snorted.
Was that you, Drew?
You don't even know, Drew. You don't even know.
You think you know,
you
Michael.
You think you know, Drew, with your quick analysis.
Michael, you have a question for David here from Three Sisters.
Oh, that's good. What do you got, Mike?
You talking to me?
That's right. You're Michael and you're 19.
You talking to me?
From Sacktown.
I was,
That's not Drew.
What?
Question
he's from Sacktown?
Sacramento.
Oh.
Jeez, I'm going up there on Thursday.
You're from Testy Town.
You're so fancy, Drew. Sacktown.
I didn't go
Pittsburgh, NYC. Where were you?
I was in
Chicago.
Ohio. Good morning, America.
QVC.
I was at the hub of the problems. They flew me. Michael?
Anyways, I had a question for
you.
Right.
See if I mention again MTV 5 o'clock Monday through Friday.
It's called Who Knows the Band, by the way. Go ahead, Mike.
All right.
Okay. Three Sisters.
Three Sisters. 8:30 tomorrow night, right before Frasier on NBC. Go ahead, Mike.
Questions for Drew.
Yeah, my questions for Drew.
Mike, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ in heaven.
Christ in heaven.
What do you got, Michael?
Michael.
Get it out fast, baby.
Hey, Michael, I'm with you.
Okay.
All right, you're not.
Anyway.
Drew.
I am listening.
Cocaine use?
Yes.
How does that affect the heart? I mean, is there...
Of all the drugs you could use, that's the one that has the potential of causing more severe catastrophe in the heart. You can increase the stickiness of the factors circulating in your blood called platelets. It also causes spasm of arteries, so the blood flow down the arteries is restricted at the same time as there's a higher potential for clot to form. So you can get heart attacks, a blood clot forming an artery that restricts the blood supply to the heart, and it's a catastrophe.
So it's just not like a paranoia thing, me thinking you can heart stop for a second?
No, that's extra beats. That's a compensatory pause. Those are normal, because you can get all kinds of rhythm problems from doing cocaine.
Michael.
Too.
Yeah.
I am no doctor. I don't have medical advice. I'm not necessarily an angel, so this, you know, but Harry, have you ever heard of Len Bias?
No.
One of the best college basketball players in the last 30 years. Supposedly, it was his first time doing cocaine after he got drafted by the Boston Celtics. He died the night he got drafted. And since that scared the living daylights out of me. Won't even go near that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, there's an example right there of a man just in the best shape ever. Did it, bam, done, died.
Those are typically heart attacks. The extra beats you get and the skip beats and the stops and all that stuff is completely normal, but they are made worse by cocaine.
Okay.
But so, music does sound a lot better when you do it, so.
Does it really?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it doesn't.
All right, Michael?
There you go.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay.
All right. Try the E instead. I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
No, Patty.
What's with that? What's with you with that
Patty.
E?
Patty.
It's gross.
It is gross.
You're 34.
Is it a pill? Is it a pill?
34. She's like two 17-year-old callers.
That's right.
Sorry.
Patty.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
No. She's been making love with her best friend.
Okay, I'm thinking about having liposuction done.
You're thinking about
it? Don't do it.
Well, now, wait a
just
minute.
Say no.
Why? Hold on. I want to know. Wait, first, hold on. I'm going to ask you in a question in a minute. Why? How much do you weigh right now?
Well, I don't weigh a lot, but I had a C-section on my son about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And when the doctor cut so deep, he cut the muscles, he said.
Yeah.
And so now I have, like, what they call a flap.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you need an abdominoplasty.
What's that?
Where they sort of reconstruct the abdominal wall. That sounds like more what you need.
Is that more surgery than just normal lipo?
Yeah,
lipo?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, well, if I have it done, is there any side effects or...
Yeah, abdominoplasty?
Death.
That's a surgery, yeah.
Or lipo, either one.
Lipo is less risky than abdominoplasty, but these all have risk, infection, bleeding. They're pretty common procedures these days, and it's not a big risk. It could be very, very small, but it's not zero.
One thing you have to do, Patty, investigate. If you do it, to find the right doctor.
Yeah, make sure somebody...
Screw you
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it should be somebody who has a board certification in plastics and or cosmetic surgery.
Yes. And with a reference. Go to several.
Yeah.
So call the ones in the LA Weekly on page 2.
Well, she's in Michigan.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Michigan.
The Michigan Weekly.
All right, Patty, good luck.
Okay, I also have one more thing to say.
Yeah?
Dr. Drew, I think you should get like a little fan to put in your office, because I heard that Adam's been farting a lot over there.
Over here at the
So get a fan to blow it around so one can share it?
In the radio studio. Right. Yeah, but see, he turned it off. He loves seeing somebody just suffer.
That's so nasty. He's foul. Has he been doing E?
He got sick.
What?
Last week he was just farting. He was like, "He was the funniest thing."
Stinking whore.
I heard some of that when he was tooting. Was there a guest in that night?
Probably not.
Oh God! If I ever get to do this and there's no guest, I'm going to have the worst meal in the world and before I come see you. I got to match him. I have to match him. Melissa.
Yes.
What's up? You're 26 on Loveline.
Yes. Actually, I'm having a problem. My husband, I found, he's on the internet. He works late at night. And I found him on the computer looking at
typing with one hand, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I did. Free teen by mail. And he does a lot. I also found him in the shower.
Wait, hold on. Free teen by mail?
Computer. You can't use the computer in the shower.
Well, maybe you think about it. But like pictures that I found on the computer, he deletes the history now because of that.
I can't follow what you're telling us.
So in other words, your husband has been viewing and enjoying kiddie porn, is what you're saying.
Well, yes. on the computer, and I found him kind of playing with himself there, and I found him on the computer.
And what do you say about the shower?
Yesterday I walked in, and he was masturbating in the shower, which I've never found him doing that.
Well, that's normal, but the kiddie porn thing is not normal.
No, that's sick. That's not good.
And it's more like teen mail. He gets it free on his email.
What's teen mail? Teen men or?
No, women.
Are you sure it's teens?
Can I put you on hold and get that website?
Yeah, so what is your question?
Well, it really bothers me, and I make a joke out of it, but it really, really bothers me because he does it every single day. Mm. And I'll catch him on the computer, and he'll be in chat rooms, and he'll just basically...
Isn't this illegal?
I think it is illegal.
It is illegal.
How long have you guys been married?
It's been 3 years, and it's kind of an arranged marriage.
Arranged? Whoa. In Arizona?
Well, he's foreign. If you get what I mean.
Is he Russian?
No.
Oh, so he needed his green card?
Shoot him.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry.
So he's not even really your husband
from the earlier.
Not necessarily, but the thing, and that's another thing that bothers me, is we're married, and we live together, we sleep together, not always sex, but we sleep together, and share bank accounts, everything a normal married couple would do, but he's like, we're not married.
You're fat.
Huh?
You're not married.
I know. But I don't love him, but I care for him, but it just really bothers me.
Why did you marry him? What did you get out of the deal, huh?
Basically for the green card.
What did you get?
What did you get?
Money.
Nothing. Well, no, not really money. Just security, I guess.
In what way?
Well, who arranged it?
He supports me financially. He did. Together we did, but he financially supports me.
He does.
Me.
Okay.
He supports you so he could get a green card? What does he need a green card? Why does he need to live here?
I guess to work. He wants to, where he's from, there's not much there.
He doesn't have a pilot's license.
Where is he from? Yeah, I was going to say.
God.
He's from Italy.
What does he do for a job?
Computer.
Huh. Oh, you know what he's doing at work all day?
Well,
same thing that he's doing at home.
I know. This is probably not the right, but I had a baby out of wedlock last year. And just because he didn't want to have kids, and I was ready.
So you have a baby that he supports that's
Melissa,
not...
You got to talk to somebody.
That's not his?
You got to talk to somebody.
I know, but I don't know who to talk to.
Well, let's get a therapist. Let's get some mental health. Even start with your just general doctor. You got your sort of ass in a sling in so many different ways.
I feel like it's dysfunctional. I don't... He loves the baby.
Melissa... I don't know what led to you making so many seriously disturbed choices in your life by the age of 26.
I don't know. I was with a guy for like 7 years.
Whatever. You made a bunch of really kind of peculiar choices, and your ass is in a sling, and you need to get some support and sort of not make any big just changes right now, but sort of figure out how to manage all this.
Is there a number that she...
It seems like
she doesn't know where to go.
Do you have a doctor?
I've got a regular doctor.
You go to your doctor, say, I'm feeling depressed, and you see somebody. And you get a referral, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Melissa.
Okay,
please.
Bye, Melissa.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, on that up note, we're going to take a break. My husband likes K-porn a little bit with the donkeys. Pleasure pets.
Yeah, but he's my husband, but he's not my husband. But I love him, but I don't. But it's strange, but he doesn't love me.
There's a lot more to this thing that we didn't get to, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Oh,
thank you very much. Catherine, David, and Brian are here. Don't worry, Brian.
Oh, you look confused, man.
I always am anyway. They're from the Fabulous.
Did you hear that sweet applause we got?
Yeah, that was nice. You guys are good.
You're just flashed him.
Second season.
Booth.
Oh, did I miss it?
Yeah, that's how I got that.
If you want to see these three people on television, you can watch.
Tomorrow night. That's evil, isn't it?
You know what? I'll promo it later. Okay, everyone.
be quiet. Let them say the name of the damn show. She's laughing like right into the microphone.
It's called Three Sisters and a Guy. It's going to be on tomorrow at 8:30 on NBC. I'm Stryker along with Dr. Drew. Love Line back after this.
Back.
Hello.
This is Love Line.
I ain't happy. I'm feeling sad. I got sunshine. It's Love Line. Love Line. We are back.
Who is that band?
That is Gorillaz.
Gorillaz.
It is Damon from Blur and Del the Funky Homo Sapien and some other people.
And it's all cartoons.
Yes, very good. When they perform, they behind a screen, it's like they have the cartoons up there. It's really cool.
Yeah, and their videos are just cartoons. See, Dr. Drew?
Gorillaz. You are on fire, Catherine.
I'm so cool.
Oh, my God. I have a question for you. What episode of Seinfeld were you on? Because I read that you were...
I was on...
You weren't Man Hands, were you?
No, it was called The Beard, and it's Well, there's several storylines, but I was in the Melrose Place episode, and it's where Jerry's dating a cop, that's me, and he tells her that he's never seen Melrose Place, and I don't believe him, so I make him take a polygraph test.
I've seen every Seinfeld 50 times, I don't remember
that
one.
It's also the one where Jason's wearing the rug, he's wearing a wig, and then Elaine rips it off. Elaine rips it off and throws it out the window.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's also dating a gay guy, but she really likes it. Yeah. Right. That guy was on our show. He was the first Elliot.
Right. But now, no longer.
Recast.
Oh, really?
Give me the pill, Skipper.
Yeah, so, he was not Elliot to be, but good guy.
Okay, nice
guy.
I remember nice that guy. One. Very cool. And Three Sisters will be on tomorrow, you guys that are listening to the radio in whatever city you're in, on Channel 4, NBC.
Yeah, right after second the new season. Emeralds show.
Oh, yes.
We're not here to promote something. What is it called?
Emeralds.
Oh, Emeralds. Okay.
You know, BAM. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you're
talking about. Still going to do
it. You don't know?
Here we got. Who's talking
no.
about?
Guy from Louisiana, the famous chef, BAM!
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Kick it up a notch.
I don't really like
that.
He
got like eight rows of eyebrows.
Yeah, but now he's got his own sitcom.
That's right.
Jesus. And we're sitting here at 11:30. I love this.
Know.
Chris.
But when people get a look at you,
Wingold,
people get a look at you, man, I think offers are going to be going out. When does that thing come on?
Me?
Yeah, when does
the show
come on?
Oh, my God. Thank you. It starts next Monday.
See, it starts next Monday.
I'm just watching her manipulate. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Next pilot season, dude.
Bro.
God. Thanks. I mean, I don't know if you're BSing, but that was probably nice and
no,
stuff.
No, she's BSing. Chris, what do you got, Chris?
Chris, you're 26. David's going to leave the room.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
I know. He's a bastard.
We're going to recast him. Chris, go ahead. You're 26.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Great.
I am 26, and I've been sexually active for probably almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And only one time out of all the relationships I've ever had have I ever had an orgasm during sex.
Whoa.
Was there anything unusual about that one time?
It took like 2 hours.
Do you masturbate a lot?
Just normal, like 2 or 3 times a week, something like that.
That's less than I think normal.
That's probably.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes
you're
more.
Gay.
It's actually about average, but
you're in the range.
But you might cut back on that. See if there's a way you can sort of build up a little steam, as it were.
Yeah.
Well, I'm married. I've been married almost 3 years.
I'm just saying. So you've been having regular sex 2 or 3 times a week.
It just depends sometimes.
I'm just saying one of the things you can do is hold back for like a week and see if that makes any difference, building up a head of steam. Otherwise, I mean, that's just some guys are that way. I mean, that's...
So how do you stop? How does he stop?
How do you know when it's time to
well,
stop?
Well, you didn't it's ask him, does he... Well, so he obviously comes when he masturbates, right?
Right, right.
But just not during sex?
Right.
Well, wouldn't you think that was psychological? Really like afraid of letting go or something?
What, do you just like watch TV like halfway through and stop? How do you...
It's real hard to know... To put aside, women have a thing about not letting go. Guys don't have that thing.
That's not true. That's not true. I was with a man that never came.
Yes.
Do you know you said that C word at least 20 times tonight?
It's an okay word. Dr. Ruth made it okay like about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He could never come.
I'm listening.
Hold on one sec, Chris. Hold on.
He could never come during oral sex.
Right. That's common.
That is common. Why is that now?
That's a thing. It just doesn't feel the same.
But then he could.
Yeah. That's just...
Just trying to make it last longer.
That's exactly. Some guys just don't feel like they're having sex unless they're having intercourse.
Why? That's not enough pressure or something?
It's just a feeling thing. And here's the deal. Where was I going with this?
You started thinking about sex. That's right.
Are you on any medication, Chris?
Yeah, I take Paxil.
Paxil, you can't. Nobody can orgasm on Paxil.
But even before that, I'm 26. The first time I had sex, I was 16.
Yeah, but
you were too nervous. At 16.
Yeah, but now it's going to be really difficult. You got to talk to your doctor. But
what is Paxil for?
For social anxiety, depression, panic.
Right. Why do all those antidepressants inhibit people's ability to?
Because it is a biological event, and you need certain serotonin function in order for an orgasm to occur. And for women, again, women are exquisitely sensitive to their serotonin mechanisms, and actually sex can become really completely flat, where even like looking at somebody kissing, women go like, ooh, what are they doing? Like, that looks weird to them when they're on drugs like Prozac or Zoloft.
Chris.
Yeah.
And having an orgasm becomes almost impossible. So you really need to talk to your doctor about
switching. To all women, or just some?
And some men, but these drugs particularly are very, very commonly do this. Other Wellbutrin, Remeron, and Cerazone are the three that don't do that. So you need to talk to him about perhaps switching.
Yeah, but don't those do other things? Isn't that a different family of drugs?
All medicines do other things. All medicines have side effects. But
NyQuil's pretty cool.
Pass
out your floor.
Isn't that a different type of antidepressant? Isn't that a different family that doesn't cause...
Cerazone is more of what's called a postsynaptic...
Say.
Agonist, not a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Wellbutrin is a completely different mechanism, and Remeron is a relative, but again, different. And they all the ones that are the same
Remeron.
Repress...
We can get you books if you want.
Okay.
We have pamphlets.
Well, so what can this guy do?
He needs
the pack.
I've
taken Cerazone, and it didn't work. The Paxil just works really good.
Okay, what about adding Wellbutrin? That's something that can be done.
Don't some people take like a kind of an antidepressant cocktail of sorts where they still can get sexually...
Yeah.
Chris, what does your wife think of this? Is she frustrated? Is she cool?
Actually, she kind of likes it because, you know, we can just go forever.
Right. But what about you?
Right, so it's no problem.
Are you super frustrated by it and you're just curious and...
You know, really anymore, it just doesn't bother me because I'm used to it. You know, I can just finish myself off afterwards.
He finishes himself. Why can't he then?
Yeah.
Like, there's girlfriends just, I've had, you know, they don't seem to mind it.
Understand,
you know,
with a male, this is predominantly, Catherine, it's a spinal reflex. It has very little brain input.
Well, yes. So what I don't understand is if
like
Paxil inhibits your ability to have an orgasm, then how can he have an orgasm if he's...
Because the feedback there, he can do exactly what he needs to do from a stimulation standpoint.
Okay.
So,
have fun.
Guys are mechanical. It is a mechanical thing with guys.
100% mechanical.
I know, 100%.
Not 100%, but predominantly.
What are you doing,
Dave? Let's put that down.
Unacceptable.
Brian.
Yeah.
What's up? Not
sorry,
you.
Sorry, I was confused.
We'll speak to you at 12:01 tonight. Brian, you're 18 and you're on Love Line.
Hello?
What's
Hello?
Up? You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, we can all hear
What's
you.
Up? What's up?
Well, first, what's the girl's name? Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
Three sisters?
Yeah.
I just wanted to compliment you on your ass. I love it.
Thank you.
Do you want to wear it as a hat?
I watch Three Sisters just to watch that, man.
Dude, I've been doing Pilates this year, so it's much tighter. It's tighter, it's higher, it's better.
Oh, man.
I buffed out, dude. You better watch tomorrow night, 8:30. You better keep watching, too.
Now, you're giving him the business that you were just giving me, and now I know you're
going
to wise ass to
me. I'm giving him totally different business. I'm serious.
No, you're not.
All right.
Touch my ass right now, David. Tell him how hard it is. He's going to touch it.
David.
My wife's listening. You touch it.
No, I'm not
going to touch it.
You can't
touch it. It's really hard.
I got to
it's going to look good this year.
I got a big screen television for it.
That's right, baby. You turned it on.
You bet, you man. Well, to the subject. My girlfriend, you know, she...
You're talking to an 18-year-old, Catherine.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. He'll be 18 in 3 years.
I take all the fans I can get, baby.
Remember that sensitivity you were talking about a few minutes ago?
Uh-huh.
Out the window.
Oh, he's 18?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was 18. But that's old enough, right?
I've been wanting to get with an older woman.
You're 18?
Yes, just 18.
Well, that was very bad of me then.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry.
I'm older than 18.
I apologize, sir. Please don't watch my fine ass on TV.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Just when I think about your ass, I just lose all train of thought.
Oh, man. You are on fire, Brian. The Idaho women must love you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, from us adore
him. I'm recently known as Meat.
What city do you live in Idaho? Pocatello or Blackfoot?
Nampa.
Okay, that's cool.
That wasn't one of the choices.
What's your question, then?
All right, well...
You'd have to move now.
Well, you guys could probably already tell. My girlfriend's kind of mad at me because I look at other girls.
No, yeah, on the big screen TV. No, yeah.
And you got a slight weight problem.
We
kind of
caught on to that right now. Yeah. Well, we're walking in the mall, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I just go and talk to some other girls, get their phone numbers, and she gets all mad about it.
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with her?
That bitch! I can't believe that!
What the hell is her problem?
All you're doing is getting some people's phone numbers? Maybe you just want to be friends.
Hey, Brian, you know what'll shut her up? Marry her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a really good thing.
What I'm trying to explain to her, too, is she's kind of like I'm trying to make some new friends, you know? Kind of like a little insurance policy just in case.
She doesn't get that?
Yeah, a little insurance policy, is that what you said, Brian? Yeah.
So setting up a bullpen, like?
Kind of
exactly.
Term. A little bit of term, a little bit of old life.
From the bullpen.
This is sarcasm, in case you're forgetting.
So, what I wanted to ask you
guys... Yes, I laid it on pretty thick.
Yeah, here's the question. What you wanted to ask was...
Have your personal opinions.
Yeah.
Does she have her head up her ass, or is my head up my ass?
Your head is so far...
Wait. That's vote. Going around the room.
Who thinks that she has her head up her ass?
At 18, I think she's screwed.
She has her head up her ass.
Now, who thinks that he has his head up his ass?
Here.
Look,
now,
man,
who
he
thinks
just
that
wants
he
to make
has his head up her ass and she has her head up his ass? That's
Brian.
We'll come at that agreement.
Brian, are you a good looking guy?
You betcha, man.
All right.
You come down to Idaho sometime, you talk to any girl, ask them who Brian is, and they'll tell you.
All right, I'll go find my friend Clay.
He's
Bloomfield.
The jerk who lives down the street who takes everybody's phone numbers. That's what you, man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I have one more problem, too.
You have a small penis.
You got a lot more problems.
Oh, no. I have an Alabama white snake. That is humongous.
I've had enough of that.
Yeah. I am a big boy.
What's in it? What is that? He's bragging about his size?
Brian is a despicable creature.
Yeah. He is.
He's disgraced to my name.
I like Idaho, by the way. You ever been to Sun Valley?
Him and some of those redneck friends of his is going to be watching my ass on Three Sisters, all right?
You come down to Idaho, ask anybody who Brian is.
Man, they're going to be having best as ass parties on Idaho.
You're his masturbation material. How does that make you feel?
Dude, if they watch the show, it's all good.
It's all good.
If they have a Nielsen box.
Look,
know?
I play the most.
There's a
I
box of Kleenex next to the Nielsen
chick.
Box. We don't care.
You play a what?
I'm really uptight. It's kind of interesting. I wonder if he just wants to debase me or something. If it's that kind of like Snow White fantasy, I don't know.
You never know, but we can always go to Idaho and find out. Jonathan?
We just ask anybody.
Yeah, that's right. John, you're 17. You're on Loveline.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, I just have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, John.
I'm seeing this girl, and last weekend we were making out for about 2 or 3 hours, and I had an erection almost the whole time. And when I left her house, it was really painful.
Three hours?
Yeah, about 3 hours, and I didn't masturbate that night, and I just fell asleep. But when I woke up in the morning,
number one.
I had some blood in the shaft of my penis when I peed.
So first thing came out was blood.
Yeah.
All right. So it was definitely in the urethra.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Was it towards the vulva? Was it towards the tip?
I can't joke.
Yeah, it was towards the tip. I could see a little, like a little dry blood.
All right.
Kind of on the edge on the inside.
All right.
It scared me a little bit.
Yeah. It's all right. If indeed it really is just in the urethra, that's no big deal.
Uh-huh.
But blood in the urine generally is something to be concerned with. But it sounds like it was just sort of a little clot that popped out at the tip, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, and then, I did masturbate a couple hours later, it seemed like maybe there's also a little bit more in the urethra that came out. But, it was gone after that, and I haven't had a problem for, 4 or 5 days.
I think it'd be worthwhile just having your urine checked to make sure it's not something in the bladder or the kidney. That it is, in fact, just something in the urethra. But
it was just that one time, there's no other problems.
Yeah, but you need to get the urine checked to make sure it's not some persistent microscopic blood in the urine. But it sounds like you're okay.
I'm sorry, what would cause that?
It's a...
A three-hour erection.
That's right, like a pressure phenomenon. You blew a gasket.
Oh, really?
Right? We got that mechanic back on.
That's not true.
You got to take that rubber band off there.
Just irritation.
John! So what do you do when you're with the girl for this? Just pretty much just kiss and stuff?
Fondled and, pretty much above the waist.
Did she happen to touch you down there at all or not?
You're a good boy.
Just a little. No, not much.
And then how about when you left? How frustrated were you?
I was pretty frustrated.
And then when you got home, there was no, you couldn't be alone to take care of the business?
Well, it was late, I was tired. I just fell asleep.
Did the girl know you had an erection for 3 hours?
I'm sure she did.
Yes, I'm sure she did.
Oh, God. Yeah,
you should have just had sex with the dashboard on your way home. Made that right. Made your sleep easier.
All right, John. Thanks, man.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Okay, later. All right, let's go.
No, it's break time.
3 hour erection when you're making out at 17. Oh man, actually.
Speaking of three.
Yeah.
Three sisters.
Oh,
no, that's clever.
Oh,
man.
Oh, that was the shortest applause we got. Give them a little something.
No, we're going to take a break. All right, by the way, I'm Stryker. Sorry for screwing up Loveline, you guys. I'm filling in for Ace Rocola along with Dr. Drew Moore with the cast of Three Sisters when we return to Loveline in a moment.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
We are back. It is Loveline. I'm Stryker, in for Adam Carolla, along with Dr. Drew, who was playing with papers. Drew, when I first saw you today, I mentioned how I saw you on the Craig Kilborn show. I think it was the first time he came back on the air after the events, and you were outstanding on
that. Thank you. Why did you think that? I have to be honest with you, I felt so purposeless after those events.
Right, but it was...
Must have messed you up, too, the World Trade Center.
We had to tape it the next day. It was so odd.
They canceled our show, of course, and we were happy about that. And then we had to tape in front of no audience, which was good. I mean, they wouldn't have been able to react, but we were all
It was the very next day. It just felt so irreverent.
I was miserable on the radio.
Yeah, I couldn't find
no
a purpose. Yeah, I still felt irrelevant. Nothing seemed important.
Well, I think people can identify with that. I think you probably
everybody felt that way. So that was my attempt to try to.
You know how I snapped out of it?
I
snapped out of my funk on the radio because I didn't feel like being. It wasn't because politically incorrect or anything like that. I just didn't even feel like even being remotely funny or anything like that. No. I saw Letterman.
Yeah.
And that guy was unbelievable the first night he came back. And then Kilbourne was on after. And he did a good job. And then you were on. I was like, man,
John Stewart did a good job.
Oh, too. Great job.
Yeah.
I would love to meet him. Hello, John. This is Stryker. I'm in L.A. and you're in New York. Okay. We have the cast of Three Sisters here. We got Bill and Fred and Sally.
Hey.
Who are you guys? Please tell me your names.
Catherine.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah, I'm Brian.
And what about the character names that you play? That's what I was trying to get at. I'm sorry.
I play Bess.
Okay.
You know that Bess is also an ancient Egyptian name, which means goddess of the home.
And you play Stephen, right?
That's right.
And you play the husband.
That's right, which in Latin means downtrodden husband.
Do you guys kiss on the TV show?
Yeah, the third show in, we have lots of sex.
Man, how weird is that? Because you both have relationships.
It's really rough. It's really rough.
No, I don't. Come on, seriously. I mean, good looking man, good looking woman. I mean,
you know, you really don't feel anything, and it's really rough.
Just keep saying that.
Okay. Well, thanks for answering the question.
It's miserable.
Also, Brian is here. He's a comedian. He's from New York, and you are now going to be in the second season, right?
Right.
Were you in the first season at all?
No, I wasn't in the first season. I just got cast. I haven't even aired yet. Tomorrow.
Oh, why are you here? No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, Brian, we were just figured out. Brian makes.
I'm reactionary.
Brian was on. He was on. Well, you were on 100 Center Street and a couple other things on different cable channels. But this tomorrow night marks his.
Congratulations! That's huge.
Debut. Thanks.
That's big, man. Huge. Good that's for you.
Yay!
All right.
Hooray,
Michael. Michael.
Yeah. How you doing?
What's up, man? You're 20 on Loveline.
Yeah. I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
My question is: recently, I've had sex with a 38-year-old woman, and because I work in a toy store.
All right, that's immediately what we conclude.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
Where are the vibrators, sir? Those are in aisle 6.
Can I help
you out? 20.
No, but because it's really easy to meet older single moms. Because they come in with like their kids or whatever.
Stifler's mom.
Yeah, but that wasn't like my goal or whatever. But it just so happened that I met this one lady, and we got to talking, whatever, and we went out, and I don't know, 20. We just went back to her house or whatever, and one thing led to another, and then we.
What's your question?
My question is, because I've had sex before with around girls my age, and I was just wondering if like the older you get, do girls get more sensitive, I guess, sexually?
You mean how they feel?
I
think, I'm not a woman, but from my experience, I think the older women know what they want and how they want it. But you are a woman, Catherine. What do you think?
You're a woman.
Well, isn't the story that, you know, those two were about both at their sexual peaks? Is that true?
Him at 20, she at 37.
Yeah, I mean, might be a really good marriage, right when her clock's about to wind down, the women get a little randy. And 20-year-old men, you know. It might be perfect.
Are you asking why?
Well, because with my experience with younger women, basically it's good. But
no, you're right, Michael. That is one of guys' cruel tricks. An 18-year-old female is really not sexually primed.
Tiptoe around the bedroom. And the 38-year-olds.
Honestly, I am becoming increasingly convinced that it is a biological mechanism.
Really? Totally a biological mechanism.
And if you do you go on birth control pills ever?
No, I've never been on.
Because I've watched patients and my wife and people that call go through these amazing changes based on whether or not it's an estrogen predominator, progesterone predominator, and pill.
Mm-hmm.
And the kinds of changes are very similar to what we see in someone in late adolescence when they don't have a lot of receptivity from estrogen. They're sort of progesterone dominated. And later on in life, there's estrogen receptivity and testosterone effects kicking in later, and they really are much more open to a sexual experience in their 30s, women.
And the reason is?
Biology.
Just biology.
So what kicks in your 30s? What hormone?
Testosterone and estrogen.
Michael.
Yeah.
Are you an assistant manager or anything?
Actually, yes, I am.
Oh, I knew it. You sound like, if I were you, I would stay there as long as possible and ride out the wave until your peak is done.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
No problem.
And if you see any hot fathers, go for it, too. Just kidding.
Bye.
Jeez. Denise.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you are 38 and you're in Walnut Creek. I'm here in like LA and stuff.
Been in a toy store lately?
Yeah.
No.
So what's going on?
Well, I've been seeing this guy for a little over a year, and he's tall and he's gorgeous and everything, but
Fabio?
No, he's really fair, but he has black hair and mustache and goatee. Anyway, he's like 6'3" and everything. Anyway.
Whatever. But,
anyway, but my question is that everything goes great, but like once every couple of months, he gets, you know, I don't know. He works 7 graveyards. You have to take that into consideration.
What's seven graves
in a row.
As soon as we hear the rest of the question, we'll take that into consideration.
He pulls away as far as he just wants to be left alone for like a week, and he doesn't, you know, go out of his apartment, and you know, he doesn't really want to see anybody. And I don't know if that's because he's extremely tired,
including you.
Yeah, including me
for a week.
Well, fairly, a few days.
Every few months, fairly regularly? Is that How often is it?
It's like every couple months.
Well, if it bothers you, then that's your answer, isn't it?
Well, that's when his girlfriend that's in the Navy comes back.
There may very well be another woman. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
It kind of does, doesn't it? But I don't know.
Well, I've asked him about that, and he's completely denied it. And, I mean, he's always at his apartment. I mean, you know, I don't hear from him for a couple of days, and should I call him or whatever? I mean,
it's a peculiar behavior. That's all we can say. Very peculiar.
Another thing is, I know he was very, very, physically abused, sexually, I have no idea, but very physically and verbally abused
as a child. Yeah.
And
so he's going to want to do all kinds of weird stuff to you, right?
Hopefully. Sorry.
Why did you say that?
No, because that was me. That was somebody else.
Okay. Well, he's mentioned. You know, says someday he's gonna have anal sex with me, and that's not gonna happen. That's something that I have never done. I don't care to do.
Okay.
And is that abnormal? I mean,
no. Some women are just that's an absolute no for some women, but for people that have been sexually abused or physically abused,
saying, for a man wanting to do that to a woman, is that abnormal? I don't know.
No,
it's very common, especially if there's been some aggression, some physical abuse, that kind of thing.
You mean, for him as a child, possibly?
Right. Denise, you're not listening. We answered the same thing 3 times over, and our time is actually up here.
I know,
afraid, but
just I want to say something because I learned this from you listening to the show. When kids are abused sexually, and I don't know if it's also physically,
absolutely. Physically.
But as they get older, there's two routes they can take. They can go left and just not do a thing, and
they're
reclusive and they shut down, or they go to the right and they sleep with everyone in the town.
That's sexual abuse. With physical abuse, usually there is it definitely affects their sexual functioning. Hmm. It just does. And it usually is sort of revolves around aggression and physical pain and that sort of thing.
All right, we got to take a break. More Loveline coming up after this. Hold on. All right, it is Loveline. We are going to wrap things up super quick here. I was Stryker in for Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew, thanks for the hospitality, man.
Oh, you'll be here the rest of the week, won't you?
Oh, yeah, I will be here the rest of the week. Yeah.
Well
thank
done,
you very
well
much.
Good job. Good luck with
thank
your
you.
TV gig.
Thank you. Tomorrow night, Carmen Electra will be on this radio show, and I want to thank Brian Scalaro.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Also David Allen Bache and
well
Catherine Lanasa. They are from the TV show Three Sisters.
Yeah,
and it's going to be on tomorrow night at 8:30. You guys, you should
Tuesday
see them
night,
on TV.
God bless you, New York.
And it's their second season. Right. So good luck. I hope the season goes awesome.
Thank you. Make some people laugh. Let them relax.
Third, fourth, and fifth. You probably won't make them laugh.
A little bit.
Yes, you will. It'll be cool. So watch Three Sisters, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Loveline. And for Dr. Drew, I am Stryker, and I am saying adios.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dope.
Huzzah. Booyah.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.